Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klamam Zion, and we're looking at Simon Yud Zion. Tovah Lehizkir Shal Yomtiv. So we've discussed the person was made a mistake and forgot to mention Shabbos. So we have the same halacha would be true in a case where a person forgot to mention Yomtiv. So Emer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Yomim Tovim LeYisrael, LeSasonu LeSimcha. That the Rosh gave Yomim Tovim to Klal Yisrael, days of celebration. And they would say the name of the Yom Tov, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim, and then you would say the Chasim of Mekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. V'Mchal Yom Tov B'Shabbos B'Shachar would say V'Gam Yalav Yavoi. If a person forgot both, so Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos Limnucha, La'Mo Yisrael B'Ahava La'Oitz L'Bris. So you put it in one bracha. You don't say two separate brachas. You combine the two brachas together. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Hashabbos, V'Yisrael B'Hazmanim. V'im Omer Ritzei Oyal V'Yishachach Hasheni. It was Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you only forgot Ritzei, or you only forgot Yalav Yov, not both. So then you would say Omer Bracha Shashacha. Then you would say the bracha which corresponds to the insertion that he forgot. But since he forgot, but in a scenario we forgot both, instead of saying two separate brachas, we combine the haskara of both of them together one bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out on Rosh Hashanah, a person forgot on Rosh Hashanah that the bracha is Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Yomim Tovim La'Mo Yisrael Asyom Hazikaron Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashabbos Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom Hazikaron. And it would be Shabbos, and he forgot both. He would say Mekadesh Hashabbos VeYisrael VeYom Hazikra. Okay. Now, the next question, which comes up, is an interesting question. That on Yom Kippur, so a person is a chayil and he's eating Yom Kippur. There's an opinion which says that he does insert Yalav Yavo, and he inserts Yalav Yavo, and he says Yalav Yavo. The same way we say Yalav Yavo during Tefillah on Yom Kippur, during the Tefillahs, so with the exception of Musaf, so Yalav Yavo fits into benching appropriately as well. So the person would, now if a person forgot Yalav Yavo on Yom Kippur, is there any type of insertion that we make this type of a bracha? So the answer is no, because the whole yisod of this idea of adding a bracha is because there's a lach of going back. So instead of going back, we make this bracha instead. But the idea of going back doesn't make sense in Yom Kippur, because the whole reason why you go back is a day which is mechuyev in a suda, and so you're mechuyev out the day to have that suda, you're mechuyev to mention in the yom tov in the suda as well, the Shabbos in the suda, in the benching as well. A day which is mechuyev to have the suda, Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're benching, so you're supposed to mention in the benching this day. Over here, this day is not mechuyev suda. Yom Kippur is not mechuyev suda. This chayil has to eat because he has a chayil he has to eat. So it's appropriate to mention it, but there's no din of going back. If a person forgot on Yom Kippur, Yalav Yavo, in benching, he would not mechuyev, we not go back to repeat the benching, and there's no need for any type of insertion. Okay. So this is all talking about in a situation where the person realized after he said, before he started the next bracha, before he started the fourth bracha. So if he said B'nei Barachim Yerushalayim Amen, so he didn't start the next bracha yet, so you would make this insertion. If a person just said bracha to Hashem, so the Chayim said before you say L'Andeni Chukecha, and you actually say Yalav Yavoi, or you say Ritzei, whatever it's supposed to be. But in the case of a person said B'nei Rachim Yerushalayim Amen already, or said B'nei Rachim already, he said B'nei, so he finishes off the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, U'B'nei Yerushalayim Yerushalayim from here over Yemenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei. At that point in time, he says B'nei Rachim Yerushalayim Amen, and then he makes the insertion. V'nei Kfar Hiskol Bracha Revi'is, Zat T'chayadam and Yudches, but if he already started the next bracha, the fourth bracha, so then he has to go back to the beginning of benching. in the scenario where this the haskara is required on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, the first two meals, and on Yom Tov, the two meals of Yom Tov. So there, the haskara is required. If a person forgot it, he has to go back. Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgot it, he doesn't go back. Chol HaMoed, if a person forgot it, he doesn't go back. Shal Shulis, if a person forgot it, he doesn't go back. And we're going to talk about that. But a case where the halachas you mechuyev to go back, once you set the fourth bracha, you go back. So the chayyadim, v'nirli deloy mikri haskala ad sheyemer bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam hakeil. Because bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam can be used for this insertion. Bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam, shenos and Shabbos says limnucha, lamo yisab habo lo yisab bris. So bracha to Hashem l'kenem melech olam can be as if you started this extra insertion. So it's not called you've started the next thing. Once you say the word hakel, you've started the next thing. So then you have to go back to the beginning. Avim lo yomer rak baruch ato Hashem l'kenu melech olam. Av agav shekavan nosa hoyisa al tiv emetiv yisayim asher nosa. Even though his intent was, he was planning to say the fourth bracha. But we ignore his intent and we say, you know what, baruch ato Hashem l'kenu melech olam, asher nosa on Shabbos sos dimnucha, or by Yom Tov, he says Shenos and Yomim Tovim the Yisrael Asos and the Simcha. So he continues with this insertion instead. The person forgot to say Yalav Yom. He forgot to ever say. He finished off the third bracha. B'nei Racha Yerushalayim B'mein. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And then he realized he forgot Yalav Yom. He would say if he realized at that moment he didn't say the word Akel yet. He makes this insertion, and then he continues the rest of the benching. He does not go back. And that's a halakha l'maaseh. So we pass him like this. So the Bir Halacha brings the sin of the chayyadim, and he's finds it to be a very questionable halacha. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more before we go weiter in the next halacha tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.